Thank you, Madam President, for giving me the floor. I thank you, your team, and the Secretariat for convening us for this important discussion on Paris. Our delegation appreciates the clear and transparent way in which you organize our work and chair our meetings. All states rely on services available through outer space resources, and more states have launched objects into outer space in recent years. Outer space security is important for all of us. In this respect, we regret that UN member states that are not represented in the CD have not been afforded an opportunity to participate in this discussion as observers. Canada views the development of norms of responsible behavior as an effective approach to enhancing space security in Paris, and we welcome the work of the open-ended working group to that effect. We are hopeful that the open-ended working group will produce a positive outcome this year, which will assist in reducing mistrust, misunderstandings, misperceptions, and miscalculations, and which will contribute to space security. Whether there is a formal outcome or not, we hope that we can build on the work done in the open-ended working group and on the work done in subsidiary body 3 last year, both under the leadership of Chile. We believe that non-legally binding instruments can pave the ground for developing additional treaties on Paris. The 1967 Outer Space Treaty is an example of moving from non-binding norms to a treaty which makes a contribution to Paris. The Outer Space Treaty contributes to the enhancement of the international legal regime applicable to outer space. It complements other international law, including the UN Charter and international humanitarian law, which apply. We call on all states that have not done so to join the Outer Space Treaty and to respect and implement all applicable international law. For Canada, the goal of Paris is to develop measures, binding or non-binding, that in combination and over time would limit the drivers of an arms race and promote the safety, security, and sustainability of outer space. One of these measures is a moratorium on destructive direct ascent anti-satellite tests. Such tests not only pose a risk to space security, they also create space debris, which endangers the peaceful activities of all of us in outer space. Canada supports such a moratorium, and we encourage all states to do the same. Such a moratorium could perhaps be an element to be included in a future treaty. Thank you, Madam President.